This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
All right, the national championship game is over. But the college news never stops. David, if you would, please. All right. I have some odds for next year. Where would you like to go first? Would you like to go team or would you like to go individual?
Let's go individual.
All righty then. Odds to win the Heisman. I'm going to give you the bad odds first.
Okay.
If you are an MSU fan, Nick Marsh is plus 50,000. Aiden Childs is plus 15,000.
Okay, that makes sense.
Bryce Underwood, for you Michigan fans.
Plus a million?
Plus 6,000.
Oh.
So you have better odds with Bryce. Now, Ryan Williams, wide receiver from Ohio State, plus 3,500.
Okay.
Sam Levitt. And Miller Moss, plus 3,300. Here's a familiar name to Detroiters, David. Dante Moore.
Yeah.
Quarterback for Oregon, was quarterback for Detroit King. I was a little shocked by this, plus 2,000.
Seriously?
Sounds like they expect him to step up and become the main quarterback at Oregon. Let's face it. If you're a quarterback at Oregon, you're going to put yourself up there that you could probably. So, yeah, Dante Moore plus 2,000 to win the Heisman.
Yeah, you'll win some games. You'll be in some spotlight games for as Oregon. Yeah. So, yeah, that makes total sense that
this
Dante
is like
Moore
Rico's
is plus 2,000.
Coaching rehab when guys would go down to Saban. Dante went to QB rehab. Yeah. You're going to take a seat, slow this thing down.
Yeah.
Plus 2,000 for the Heisman?
Yeah. Along with Carson Beck.
He's plus 2,000?
He's plus 2,000.
Oh, he has fallen.
No. It's just, you know, new faces, new places. And leaving Georgia's infrastructure, that's not easy. And Miami has to reload. They lost a lot, man. They lost a lot of really good players.
Strepo's gone, and right.
But I'm not as down on Carson Beck as a lot of people are. I think he made the much smarter decision than Quinn Ewers. Carson Beck knew. Take the money. Rehab, get that injury right. We're going to go to an offensive-minded place that helped launch Cam Ward to maybe be in the top pick. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Carson Beck is a top three QB in next year's much better QB class.
Julian Sayin, Ohio State's supposed new quarterback at plus 1,800.
I'm just going to pass. He's never played. I know they think the world of him. I know they really do like him, but... Also, what does it matter? They don't deserve any more good things. They just won the national championship. I don't want to hear about it.
Okay, so let's play a little game real quick within the game.
Yeah, sure.
Call three quarterbacks and a receiver, all tied at plus 1,200 for odds to win.
Next year.
For next year. Three quarterbacks and a receiver.
I'm going to guess Klubnik.
Yes.
Good guess, David.
Whoops.
And honestly, I know Rico will have my head for this. Clemson had a really nice year, and Klubnik actually took a step forward. If he does it again, he'd be in the thick of it. Sorry, I'll duck now.
Ah, you're fine. Two more quarterbacks and a receiver.
Nussmeier.
No.
He's probably higher than that. Okay.
Jeremiah Smith?
He is the receiver. He's at plus 1,200.
Got a hard time with it, though.
SEC quarterback, Big Ten quarterback.
SEC quarterback. What about the kid for A&M?
Nope. Let me just stop you right there. You're overthinking it.
Oh.
Arch Manning.
Nope. SEC quarterback.
DJ Lagway?
First name rhymes with my name.
Nico
Iamaliava.
Yes.
Well, I will say once he establishes that he can complete a forward pass, I would have thought of him. He was dreadful this year as far as throwing the football. Dreadful.
And the other quarterback that's at plus 1,200, here's your hint. Final hint.
Oh, Penn State quarterback.
We are.
Yeah, Penn State.
I'm not. No, I ain't doing this song and dance again.
Drew Aller.
What? Why am I continually told Drew Aller's awesome, yet every time I see him play, he stinks?
Because you only watch him in good games.
Oh, my bad. Oh, I should value that big showdown against Akron.
Games he's supposed to be good in?
Right. You should watch him against Southern Missouri. Then he'll light it up.
I like Rico's game, too. Rhymes with blank a doodle do. At blank Willow.
The second best odds to win the Heisman, this is according to FanDuel. Quarterback.
Second best?
Second best.
Conference? Yeah, Arch Manning.
Arch Manning it is.
Because the award has lost so much respect, because it really is just a popularity contest, I can't argue the odds. But I'll say it again. He's barely played. That's very hard for me to accept.
Agreed.
And look, when you play a game, or they bring you in the red zone for a play, that is different than here's the entire offense, figure it out.
Well, it worked for Tim Tebow.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
So then Nussmeier has to be
Nussmeier, the favorite. I know you hate me, but I love you, buddy.
No, not you. I hate Tebow. I can't stand him.
You don't like that commercial?
No, I don't like anything about him. I think he's totally fake.
Yes, Garrett Nussmeier, number one, plus 800 right now to win.
Yeah, where's he at? What school is he at?
Oh, is it LSU?
Did he stay? Did he go? Oh. I just want to know, 10 minutes before kickoff. Okay. Did he transfer to Texas Tech? Okay. Like, what do I got to be on the lookout for?
Okay. I'm like, what happened?
Right. I was too like, okay, did I just miss something here? Did Mike just get a mic bomb going down?
Yeah. He transferred to Baylor.
Okay.
No, it's hard to argue. And look, LSU should be loaded for bear next year.
But David, if you want your value,
Dante Bryce Moore. Underwood.
Bryce Underwood. Plus 6,000.
Man, you put another zero on the back of that, I wouldn't bet it. What are you kidding me?
Well, then he'd be at Nick Marsh status.
No, but that's just totally unfair to Bryce Underwood. He's a true freshman.
I don't expect
no weapons.
Yeah, correct.
And but we got Bama's running back. I don't care.
Your top teams? Michigan plus 3,500.
To do what?
To win the national title.
Oh, God, I can't.
A&M plus 3,000. Mike, your Ole Miss plus 2,300. Jesus. LSU plus 2,000.
Give me Clemson.
Clemson plus 1,800.
There we go.
Ooh. Tennessee plus 1,800. Alabama plus 1,600. Notre Dame plus 1,200.
Nope. Come on.
Any of those? All right. Penn State plus.
Nope. Yeah, no.
Big game James. No.
Plus 850.
Keep going.
Kenny, want to take a guess where Georgia is?
Five.
Well, since you're going down in number, I'm going to say what? 657, something like that?
700.
All right.
I need to see it from Gunnar Stockton. Limited sample size. It looks like every time he throws the ball, he's trying to throw it to the moon.
We then have Oregon plus 650. Texas plus 650. And Ohio State.
Preseason favorite with an unproven quarterback.
Plus 450.
That's a nice sport you got there. You guys enjoy that. What do you want from me, man?
Ohio State with a quarterback. We don't even know how good he is. If
David,
he's going
to
be the quarterback.
The lesson to be learned in all of it. It's fun for us to talk about for 7 or 8 minutes. But if you put your hard-earned money on any of this, you are outside of your GD mind.
So
I shouldn't place it on Bryce Underwood right now.
You're better off buying one of his T-shirts if you care that much.
Any chance that Florida State ever bounces back?
I'm going to say no.
Because right now they're sitting at plus 9,500.
I'm just going to say no. So I'm pretty sure that the iodine has ruined the pool.
Florida plus.
I'm in.
5,000.
I'm in because Lagway could be. Lagway, the way he played as a true frosh, the way that team played for Napier, backup still competing. Yes, if you want a bomb pop, yeah. I'd look at the Gators there. Why not? If Lagway's as special as people think he could be, plus 5,000? Why not? They're due to beat Georgia's ass anyway.
Can I interest
you? I'm sorry, Kenny. I'm just saying. They are kind of due.
Can I interest you in the University of Miami? The U.
No, you can't. Because okay. It's Mario Cristobal.
Okay.
I can't bet on a coach who 2 plus 2 equals 5.
Got a Georgia quarterback, though.
Yeah, but it's...
Plus 4,000.
They'll go 9-3. And Beck may win the Heisman. But they ain't going to win any big games with Mario. He's terrible.
All right. Last couple. USC. Want to take a guess?
It's incalculable.
Wow.
Plus a million.
Plus 8,500.
Plus 10,000.
Oh. Yeah. This may be it for Lincoln Riley. If they don't do something fun, I mean, he can't go 7-5 again.
Well, the fact that Lincoln Riley had the same odds for USC are the same odds for Indiana. Oh. Just to put things in perspective.
Also, your odds for MSU are nothing.
And
if you click the button, your phone explodes.
You know what? Here you go. Your odds for MSU. Let's just have some fun with this.
Plus 5 million.
Okay, Mike doesn't want to play. David, go ahead.
Plus 50,000.
Plus 50,000. Kenny?
I was going to say also plus 50,000.
Plus 50,000. You want to play?
Plus 100,000. 250,000. Plus a zillion. We should be somewhere near UMass. And Louisiana Monroe.
Why do I try? Every day I get up and I try. Why? Why?
I'll say Texas, you know, with a dollar sign.
I'm going to Aaron Glenn's staff. I'm out of here. No, MSU is plus 20,000.
Dude, Kenny.
We were close.
Kenny.
Yeah, you guys were closer
than this
guy.
Take your money, roll a joint, and smoke it before you bet on that. Plus 20,000. Yeah, what? To win 8 games?
No.
And that... is your college football diddly-do.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.